it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Touchdown, James White! And now the biggest two-point attempt in the history of the Patriots franchise.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Yes, it's radio on the go. All the ways and different various platforms that you can find not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Spano and Black Attack. And as we settle in for this snowy Thursday here in the Northeast, there's nobody better to talk to you about it than Mr. Joe Spano.
That's right, Bob. And we're talking about the many, many ways to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you via your devices. As always, we start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen Live link allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen, and on our homepage, wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, Smart Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content and all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spat on Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. And for all those guys and girls that are serving us, no matter where they are, whether they're in the country or overseas, we'd like to think we give you a little warmth from home. And, you know, aside from the phone calls and the packages and all that kind of good stuff, if you get a little bit of sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Radio Network, well, we're happy and proud to be a part of it.
Well, you thought it was bad in New York with the Knicks? It's a full-on dumpster fire now. Bob and I will have the details next here on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll tip off this Thursday edition right after this.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
It's Eric Newton here from Together.Guide with your Together Minute. Do you really need to ask about repairing that screen door the moment your partner gets home from work? Is it really so critical to talk about the money issues just when you're trying to both rush out that door? Probably not. Now, it is true that you do need space to bring up issues that are important to you. The skill here is in effectively creating that space. One trick is the 2+2. Create a regular time to sit down with no distractions. Each of you brings up two issues that are working great and two issues that, frankly, could be a little better. Now, this can be tricky because it's easy to get defensive, but if you come at it from the perspective that you're making things better, you'll get over the hurdles. The point is to be proactive about your timing. It just makes everything work more smoothly when you do that. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn about our show, visit our website at www.together.guide. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Right now, everybody looking over there. Apparently, there's a
Charles Oakley over there, Mike.
Fight in the stands. Charles Oakley is involved in something. They need security in a big way. Security is there. Oakley now being taken off. And this is an ugly thing to see about a guy who played here for over 10 years, a terrific player. Oakley and the Knicks organization have not seen eye to eye recently. Oakley has been very critical about them.
This is the scene. Charles Oakley obviously involved with security. Now our own Ian Begley, who covers the Knicks for ESPN here in New York, basically said Charles Oakley attempted to get near James Dolan. Phil Jackson did accompany him back to the tunnel and is trying to calm him down. Oakley was quoted as saying this is baloney, basically, and that's all we know. I'm trying to get a little bit closer to that end of the floor, which, as you know, with the security is challenging.
Well, it's always great when you got to go apologize for your boss. And that's Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, Doris Burke, courtesy of ESPN. And that's where we'll start today's edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I guess a dumpster fire is too kind a term for what the Knicks are. I mean, what I really want to describe, Matt, we're not allowed to say. But yeah. they are unequivocally a mess. And I guess in many ways I feel for Phil. And people say, well, what are you talking about? You feel for Phil. Working for Jimmy Dolan, no matter how much he pays you, is a nightmare. He is eclipsed Jimmy Haslam as the worst owner in professional sports. And he is so damn misguided. I just, as a Knick fan, I wish he hated basketball as much as he hated hockey, because he'd leave the sport alone. And Phil Jackson might have actually had a chance to fix the Knicks. And I've read a lot of the articles, Mike Vaccaro and others, that have been incredibly critical of Phil. And, you know, yesterday's article where he actually mentioned that the tweet about Melo was to actually grease the skids for his departure. And I'm like, no. His departure is coming, but he don't need to grease the skids. He'll just leave.
Right.
But that said, this was about as ugly an incident that I've seen at a basketball game involving one of your former stars who's not completely lost it. You know, by all accounts, Charles Oakley is a stand-up citizen and businessman who played for the Knicks for a decade. I've never heard of any mental issues or instability issues.
Drinking
or anything,
problem or anything like that, right.
Or anything along the lines. By all accounts, he's done well in life after basketball as far as several business ventures that I'm aware of. I know he's had a lot of acrimony with the organization and has been highly critical of Jimmy Dolan, as many of us have. And, you know, this situation escalated quickly, and there's a couple of sides to the story, but it almost reminds me of that old Seinfeld episode where Jerry's dating the daughter of the Yankees accountant, and they all end up with tickets to the game, and they're the owner's seats. They're like second row field level behind the dugout. And Elaine shows up in an Orioles cap, and, you know, the guy who gave them the tickets, who's the father of Jerry's girlfriend in this episode, because he never seems to date a girl for more than one episode. That's part of the charm of the show. And goes, well, what's with the hat? And he asked her to remove the hat. Well, you know, you're in the owner's seat. She's like, I'm not removing the hat. Next thing you know, security threw them out. And, you know, Kramer got beamed with a foul ball. It was chaos. They made the back page of the New York Times sports section and the whole nine yards. And that was the only thing that I could think of that at all resembled this. And that was a situation comedy. The saddest part of all of this is that it was real. One of your own former stars, one of the more popular players in recent Knick history, comes back to the Garden, bought his own $1,200-something ticket to sit four rows behind the court, you know, off of courtside on the sideline. And within 4 minutes into the game, he's getting thrown out of the building, and he's surrounded by five security guards who look like they needed about five more, because Charles kept knocking him about 5 feet backwards every time they came near him.
Yeah, well, Charles looked like he was clearing space to rebound in the National Basketball Association. It was not dissimilar to the game that he played underneath the boards. You know, he was giving himself space, Joe, so he could just get the rebound. But, you know, there's a lot of sides to this story. And, you know, you look at it on the surface and you say to yourself, all right, he assaulted somebody, which he did. I mean, there's no getting around that. Physically, he put his hands on a couple of guys. And guess what? That's assault. But according to him, and there were reporters at the Midtown South precinct who were waiting for him to get out after bail was posted and everything else.
I think my father was there. He was going back to get his job.
Yeah, exactly. he said, and I at first I thought maybe alcohol was involved, you know. But there seems to be no indication of that. He comes out of the precinct. He goes right in front of the cameras and said, look, I didn't say anything to him. I swear on my mother. They came over and wanted to know why I was sitting there. I bought the ticket. I said, why are you guys keep staring at me? Then they asked me to leave, and I said, I'm not leaving. And obviously it escalated from there.
Yeah, now, you're exactly right. You know, alcohol, unless he started drinking in the middle of the afternoon, it's almost impossible for alcohol to have been involved. It was so quickly into the basketball game. And as you said, he bought the tickets. I think he went with like three friends, and they were just going to hang out, watch the game. Says, I'm a big Knick fan. I played here. I love the team.
Right.
Admits now, he doesn't love Jimmy Dolan, but he's tried to actually broker a meeting to clear the air, and Jimmy Dolan won't meet with him by all accounts.
Right, and that's not out of the norm for Jimmy Dolan, in that, you know, when you look at it, Patrick Ewing is a rare presence at the Garden. Oakley is a rare presence at the Garden. The Knicks from that period of time, the only one who's been embraced by the organization is really John Starks, who works in the organization.
Yeah, he has to show up. They pay him.
No, but I mean, you know, as a community
Larry Johnson,
guy,
I think Larry Johnson works there as well, Bob.
Yeah. But, you know, but a couple of the bigger names, and it's not that they're persona non grata, but they're just not welcome back with open arms as most organizations would do for former players of that caliber. And as you said, Oakley's reached out a couple of times. Jimmy Dolan doesn't seem to have any interest in it. Charles Oakley has been very honest in his opinion of what's been going on with the Knicks and the fact that they're not competitive anymore and that they seem to make all the wrong decisions at all the wrong times. And I guess that doesn't sit well with Jimmy Dolan. That's his prerogative as the owner of the basketball team. But this escalated into weirdness so quickly. And the fact that I don't know, because there hasn't been any report on it, but I don't know if somebody in Dolan's entourage said something, or, you know, because there is security around him and, you know, maybe a couple of words were exchanged between the two of them. I don't know. And Dolan hasn't said anything. What I do know is that Oakley faced the cameras afterwards.
He did.
This is his side of the story. Yeah. And look, they're not going to throw him in jail. He's going to pay a fine. And, you know, this will be on his record. But, you know, from all accounts, as you said, he seems to be an upstanding post-basketball citizen. And this seems out of character for him. Now,
exactly. We never heard anything like this with him before. So, you know, it's kind of out of left field.
Yeah. But until Dolan addresses it.
Which he won't. Don't expect anything from Jimmy.
You're only going to hear one side of the story. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see the video over and over again.
Absolutely, Bob. And I mean, it was an ugly incident, as you said, promptly after they got him in a tunnel and Phil tried to calm him down. At that point, everybody decided, all right, we'll call the police. There's a police presence in Madison Square Garden as it is, and it's a quick trip over to Midtown South.
Right.
And it sounds like they didn't treat Charles as a common criminal by any sense of the imagination. They got him booked, gave him a desk appearance ticket, and had him out the door rather quickly and got him through the system. And, you know, again, a messy, messy situation. We'll hear more from Charles at the top of the next segment. We'll stay with this. We'll run through it. We'll roll into the Mello trade rumors and the latest on that. And more on the Knicks next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So disrespectful, but, you know, things happen in life, you know. Lucky I was, you know, went down, I got booked, and I got out.
That's Charles Oakley, Bob, and his thoughts. And you said he faced the cameras. That those were his thoughts in the aftermath in front of those aforementioned cameras after leaving the Midtown South precinct and being booked and given a desk appearance ticket. And that's how we kick off or tip off this segment of the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline, Bob.
You know, another thing to add to this, Adam Silver in attendance at the game last night.
Which makes this even uglier, which means that, you know what's going to happen going forward. Obviously, Charles has said his piece. And, you know, we talked in the first segment or the previous segment about there's no indications that there's any instability issues, financial issues. You know, this is not in character for Charles. You know, there have been stars within the world of professional sports who promptly after leaving the game, you know, have made bad decision after bad decision. And they're kind of loose cannons and powder kegs. As an example, if Lenny Dykstra showed up at a Met game and pulled a stunt like this, would you be shocked?
No.
Right. I mean, because he's completely gone.
He's nuts.
I mean, he's walking around. He made baseball. All the issues he's had with money, financial impropriety. Guy's walking around. He's got no teeth in his mouth. He's kind of a strange and pathetic little dude. You know, so if he did that, you wouldn't be shocked. And again, you know, you can't always judge the book by its cover, but this is completely out of character, as we said, for Charles. And it doesn't seem that he has any issues of any kind that would make him lash out. And you had pointed out earlier on that he indicated, I didn't do anything. It was clear. You couldn't sober. If you were drunk to the point that you were making a scene and the alcohol was the cause, he wouldn't have sobered up by the time he hit those TV cameras, and there would have been a disheveled appearance. Hey, Bob, me and you both know drunks, and we know what they look like, you know, after a rough night of drinking and then sobering up. They don't come in front of the cameras, look like that, and feel like that, and act
right.
like that. So,
exactly.
You know, alcohol or any other intoxicants don't seem to be in play here. Again, he said, hey, I bought a ticket. And he spent a pretty fair share of money on the
right.
ticket. So finance is probably not an issue. And I think it was three other friends or four other friends, or it was four of them in all. And I sat down a few rows behind Ginny Dolan. I started watching a game, and security came up to me and said, well, what are you doing here? He's like, well, what do you mean, what am I doing? I got a ticket. I'm watching a game. Leave me alone. Well, you need to leave. He's like, what do you mean I need to leave? I paid for a ticket. I bought a seat. No, you need to leave. And then it escalated from there. Charles, as you said, he's no-nonsense sort of fella. He didn't take a backward step. And, you know, in some ways, I felt bad for those security guards because every time they came near him, they got boxed out. And you're right.
And he didn't punch him.
No. He didn't. But what you said was 100% true. The shoves and the open-handed slaps and everything he did, it's assault. It's assault. You know, they were within their rights to escalate the issue and make the choice to have the authorities take Charles Oakley to Midtown South Precinct and book him. Don't know if that's necessarily the tact I would have taken. But again, Jimmy Dolan, the New York Knicks organization, and Madison Square Garden decided to escalate the situation and have Charles Oakley booked. And I guess they felt in their mind that would be damage control for Jimmy Dolan. And as you talked about, Charles has appeared in front of the cameras. He did it coming out of Midtown South Precinct. He went and sat down at a local breakfast joint, did an interview as well, where there's, you know, more audio of Oakley. And he said a lot of the same things you talked about and a lot of the same things we said that we played on some of the audio we played coming out of this last break. And the truth of the matter is we're not going to hear from Jimmy Dolan. So the only side of the story we're going to have is Charles Oakley's side of the story, which is I didn't do anything. And I don't understand why I was being thrown out. And that's why I brought up the Elaine and Seinfeld. She didn't do anything but wear an Orioles hat. And it turned into such a scene out of a sitcom. And that's what this was like, except it was sad instead of funny. There was nothing funny about what happened last night.
No.
It was a sad state of affairs.
No.
Shows how sad the state of the Knicks really is. And as we talked about, do you expect to hear a statement from Jimmy Dolan?
No, absolutely not.
No,
and
he'll hide.
Right.
Right.
They may quietly behind the scenes drop the charges or, you know.
And they'll put out a release, but there will be no
right.
Jimmy Dolan press conference of any kind where he addresses this. So,
of course.
Because he's not well-spoken and he doesn't particularly handle pressure well without a drink in his hand. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? Probably quite offensive, but I don't like Jimmy Dolan. I don't like what he stands for. And he made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it from his father and his uncle. I don't respect him. Plain English. Don't respect them. Don't think much of them. That's it. I'm sorry. And, you know, this is another black eye on this organization. And as you said, Adam Silver was there, and I guarantee you, well, snowy day
there'll be
today.
A conversation.
There'll be a conversation today and into tomorrow. Jimmy, what the hell are you guys doing over there? It's bad enough that you can't pull your heads out of your chute to get this team right, but now this, it's getting to the point where the New York Giants were right before the first miracle in the Meadowlands that forced Pete Rozelle to make them hire George Young as their general manager. And I don't know what Adam Silver's going to do. You can't make the guy sell the team. Hadn't done anything wrong in that regard. So it's just a messy, messy, messy situation. And last night's crap storm is just a real good example of how bad it is, Bob.
Well, you know, let's talk about the Knicks a little bit and the way they're being run. As you said very accurately, this is a situation where the organization is really the joke of the league at this point in time. It used to be Sacramento, but they have stable ownership now. It used to be the Clippers. They have stable ownership now. The ownership of the Knicks is stable in the financial sense. It's not like they don't spend money. They spend money in the wrong places many times, but it's not like they don't spend money. They renovated their arena at the expense of the owner and not the community. So I give that's a check in the plus column of Jimmy Dolan. He hired a Knick legend to come in and try to run the organization. It has been.
Be nice if they left him alone.
Well, yeah,
and I'll let you run with it, but I just had to throw that in there because that's something that bugs me when I read some of these stories on what he's done wrong. And you know, run with it. When you're ready for me to jump in, I'll jump in and we'll talk about this.
You know what it is, Joe, and I'm going down that road. They're talking about what he did wrong, what he did wrong, what he did wrong. I'm looking at what he's done right. And even though it's not showing in the record, when I say he, I mean Phil Jackson. He's done a few things.
Couldn't say anything good about Jimmy Dolan? Actually, he just did. He renovated Madison Square Garden on his own dime. It stops right there.
But you did. I mean, you know, we're fair here.
We don't like him, but that's admirable.
You know, Phil, first of all, he got it right with Porzingis. The guy's had an up and down season, but for the most part, there's been a lot more ups than there have been downs. He's gotten it right. The kid's going to be a star in this town. He's already a star. He's going to justify
being a star in this league, I think, as well.
Right.
And he's going to be a multi-time all-star and maybe a real superstar in this league. He's 7'3", freakish athletic skills for a guy that size, and he's still just 20 years old. He's developing, you know. Two years down the road, this is a guy you build around 24-10 every night, you know, all-star starter in the Eastern Conference at the power forward or center position, depending on what he's defined as.
Right. That's exactly right. You summed it up perfectly. However, when you look at the plus-minus column, Phil rolled the dice this year. Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, adding Brandon Jennings. He brought in guys that hopefully could get the Knicks to the playoffs. It doesn't look like it's going to happen now. But he did it on the short dime, with the exception of Noah. He had one bad contract, and that's Noah's. Second bad contract is Melo. But, you know, that's your superstar. He's got a big contract. There are no other bad contracts on this basketball team. Derrick Rose will be out the door after this year. Brandon Jennings more than likely will be out the door after this year. He tried to put a competitive team on the court at Madison Square Garden while rebuilding the roster behind his starters. And in my opinion, some of the guys that he's added to this roster are going to be with this team for a while, and a couple of them may evolve into very, very good players in this league. The jury's still out on Phil, and for all the condemnation of him, all these definitive bad contracts who have underperformed this particular year, they're all short. They're all coming up. They're going to be out the door. He stuck with Joakim Noah. That's the mistake he made. All GMs make mistakes. That's his.
I think you said it well. You know, you talked about young guys and Hernan Gomez. I love him. I'd love to see a front court of Hernan Gomez, Porzingis, and maybe Kuzmuskis, or whatever. How do you pronounce his name?
Yeah, Kuzminkis.
Kuzminskis. You know, right. I think he could possibly either be a starter. Guy can shoot, play some defense, rebounds. I think he found some real good pieces. Hernan Gomez is going to be a quality center in the league for a long, long time.
Yep.
And we talked about Porzingis. Kuzminskis, I think, is going to be a pretty good player, Kuzminskis. I think he's going to be a pretty darn good player. He could shoot. He does a lot of other things. There's, you know, there are some other pieces there. Nothing of any star power, more role player types. We should pick this up in our next segment, Bob, because there's a lot to talk about, a lot you brought up about Joakim Noah and that bad deal. The deal's expiring. But there's someplace else I want to go as well. And you'll follow me along here next, and I think you'll enjoy it. This is Spano and Black. Keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's the matter with you two? Can't you take it?
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Center of the Coast. Yeah,
we can take it.
Was that Jimmy Dolan bringing us back?
You know, then we would have been doing this the rest of the show from the Midtown South precinct. Although we have some pull over there. Well, we had pull over there 35 years ago. My father's not there anymore.
I bet if he walked in the door, there might still be a little pull.
Well, maybe. All right. Take him a while to get there. They don't move as quick as he used to. That's it, Bob. It is a dumpster fire in Madison Square Garden. And, man, I read these articles, and I thought you made some great points by Mike Vaccaro and others where they just say that Phil's done a terrible job and he's done this and he's done that, and they point to Mello. And, well, I say not so fast. Now, we talked about some of these European guys that he's discovered that look like they can really play. I think we'll all agree Porzingis, a couple of years down the road, is going to be, you know, a perennial all-star and a, you know, 24-10 kind of guy, two blocks, you know, first, second, third team, all NBA caliber player. He's that good, and he's going to be special for 10 or 12 years in this league. Hernan Gomez, it looks like a guy very capable of being your starting center. And him and Porzingis played together. They're comfortable together on both sides of the court. So they will work together very well and help improve not only interior offense with post and shooting from distance and mid-range, but defense, because they work together. Obviously, Porzingis long and a little more athletic. Hernan Gomez long and a lot more of a banger, a terrific rebounder, and plays well in the post. So I think those two can work together very well. You know, again, the European kid that they like, that looks like he's going to be a pretty decent role-playing small forward or maybe a little better. I don't know how far he can develop. Those are some nice finds. And there's a couple of other pieces there, but they're not really significant and core pieces to a championship team. You mentioned Joakim Noah, or as Walt Clyde Frazier calls him, Nor, you know, like the chicken bouillon cubes. But that was a terrible signing in that me and you kind of knew. We said, we don't think there's much yet left. We think you're getting an old Joakim Noah instead of the Joakim Noah of old. And that's exactly what Phil has gotten. So this was a bad deal, and it was a decent amount of money. Not one that will kill your salary cap in today's ever-increasing salary cap era. So you can't overcome that one. But now everybody points to the Melo deal. Phil, he did it, and he did it because he thought he was going to take a flawed superstar and turn him into a winning superstar. Well, here's what I'll say about the signing of Melo. Not even convinced it was Phil's idea. Let's go back to Donnie Walsh. Remember what Donnie Walsh had done with the Knicks. He had made them competitive, and he had fixed all their salary cap woes, right?
Yeah.
And Jimmy Dolan had left him alone for a while. All of a sudden, Jimmy Dolan wanted Carmelo. I want him. Like Herman Munster throwing a tantrum in the Munsters. And he wanted him, and he wanted him. And he made Donnie Walsh go get him. Mm-hmm. Or basically did the deal around Donnie Walsh. Whatever you want to call it. Stripped away some of that talent that Walsh had built. Killed the Knicks salary cap situation. And the next thing, very quietly, come the offseason, Donnie Walsh said, you know what, I'm going to retire again. Yeah. He didn't retire. He just left and went somewhere else. You know, I think he went back and had a role with the Pacers for a while after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so basically, we all know that Jimmy can't leave good enough alone. If you remember when Phil came over, we speculated, boy, how long before, you know, Jimmy Dolan's grubby little fingerprints are all over this? And I kind of thought the Carmelo Anthony signing was that classic Jim Dolan signing. Because one thing we've talked about with Jimmy Dolan, he's not willing to suffer a rebuilding project. He wants to do one of these NBA rebuilds on the fly. And we all know how well those work. Because for Jimmy Dolan, making the playoffs makes the Knicks profitable. He, for whatever reason, the financial model is they need those three home games in the first round of the playoffs in order to be profitable. I don't know. So he's not willing to bottom it out and go through the process, as it were, to win. So what do? Keep a mediocre team that'll probably make the playoffs most years and keep their star so people come to the arena and they're relevant. So to me, that move has Jimmy Dolan all over it. The coach move has Jimmy Dolan all over it, because I thought it was clear that Phil Jackson did not want Jeff Hornacek as his head coach. No disrespect to Jeff, but that wasn't the direction Phil wanted to go. And by the way, Jeff looks overmatched here in New York. He looks like he looks like a deer in headlights, and he's trying to figure out, how do I get out of here? But all that said, so to lay all this at the feet of Phil Jackson, to me, is preposterous, because, again, we speculated how long before Jimmy Dolan gets in the way. I think it's abundantly clear, if you watch, that he has gotten the way. Phil hasn't been able to bottom this team out and craft it in his vision. He's stuck with Carmelo. He's stuck with a coach he didn't want. The tweet was not to get himself out of town quicker, because as soon as this offseason, he says, you know what? I'm going back to Montana. F this. I got more money than I'll ever need, and I can't take this crap no more. So, you know, I'm not ready to lay this all at Phil beyond the Noah signing. I lay a lot of it at the feet of Jimmy Dolan and his inability to stay out of the way and let the basketball people run the basketball operations. And until he does, he will never get another high-profile guy in there again, and the team will never truly be competitive until he gets out of the way.
Well, there's one aspect I'll disagree with. I don't think Phil's going to walk out the door, and I know a lot of people agree with you, and they think he's going to go back to Montana. I think what happens this year with this draft and his ability to either bring free agents in or not bring free agents in is going to go a long way in determining whether or not Phil sticks around for the duration of what he signed up for. As we talked about, he got it right with Porzingis. He didn't have a draft pick this year, so there was no way he could address any kind of level of situation. Right now, they're in the lottery. They're close to a playoff spot, but they're not playing good basketball, and more than likely they're going to end up in the lottery. Not a top three pick, but you know, anywhere in between. There could be another impact player there. And there are a ton of point guards in this draft, a ton of what they're considering elite point guards in this draft. Maybe he gets the right one. Well, maybe he doesn't. But as we talked about with this roster, what he's put around as far as depth goes going forward, some of these guys I think are going to turn into really good basketball players. He'll clear a lot of the dead wood off the roster. He's not committed to any huge money except for Carmelo and Joakim Noah. So he could lure free agents in, depending on who's out there after this year. And we'll see how it plays out. Joe, if he gets it right in the draft or by some act of God, he's able to move Carmelo and get a decent player and another first-round draft pick. This year could be the year where Knicks fans look at it and go, this is where the franchise turned in the right direction. The wild card, however, of course, is always Jimmy Dolan and how badly he can muck it up. So, you know, I don't think he walks into the sunset until after the draft, and maybe that decision gets delayed for a year just because of who he picks, whether or not Jimmy's interfering as much as he was, and what they feel the end result is going to be. I think, aside from Dolan being involved, and I think you were right about many of the things you talked about, Phil has it pointed in the right direction. They just need to have another year of patience. And I know that's hard for a Knicks fan to hear, but you've been so bad for so long. How did you expect to turn it around in 3 years? It wasn't going to happen.
Well, 3 hours or 3 minutes or whatever they expected. Question for you. It's clear Phil wants Melo out of town. It's clear he's probably not going to get what he wants. At least in my mind, it's pretty clear he's not going to get what he wants. Can they win with other pieces along with Carmelo? I'm not one of these people that thinks you can't win with Carmelo. What I do believe is he's not the kind of guy that elevates anything. Yeah. And you've got to have all the pieces around him. But I think the realities are you can't get fair market value for him. And you have to start to wonder, with a guy of this level, can you trade him just for simple salary cap? Can you really salary dump Carmelo Anthony?
No.
All right. So then you have to keep him. They're going to have to figure out how to coexist with him and figure out how to win with him, because they're not going to be able to do anything without him short of a salary dump. Now, how do you justify a flat-out salary dump of Carmelo Anthony? And I mean a flat-out salary dump, right, where you get expiring contracts or nothing more than role players and expiring contracts. You know, it's tough. I mean, you know, you go to CBSSports.com, and I know, you know, it's one of the places we both look for content, and we look a lot of places. And, you know, you've got Matt Moore from CBSSports.com. He's one of their NBA writers, proposing a bunch of trades that, as we like to say, they're just crazy enough to work.
Mm-hmm.
But again, on so many levels, you know, these are kind of salary dump deals. What you're basically getting, you know, if you look at one deal they proposed, and I know you saw it, with the Knicks and the Bulls, and there was a third team in there. They threw the Sixers in there for good measure, because
right,
the Sixers, with no salary cap space, they can help facilitate everybody's deal, and then they always get something for it. They get a first-round pick. That's how they go about their business. That's the process. You know, and by the way, if the Bulls were smart, they'd hire Sam Hinkie as their general manager, and they'd be able to fix that thing in 3 or 4 years. But that said, we'll get to that now too. You know, they had this deal where the Knicks would get Bobby Portis and Nikola Mirotic, who have both kind of disappointed, along with Taj Gibson for Melo, mm-hmm. and then Rondo would go to the 76ers. And the 76ers would get to the Sacramento first-round pick or the rest of it so that Sacramento's first-round pick would be fully available to the 76ers and there'd be no protection. Taj is a nice player. Portis and Mirotic are role players at best. Mirotic's been an incredible disappointment, and right. Portis has been up and down. That's not much for Melo. It's nowhere near equal. You know, the other one they proposed is a three-teamer that involved the Denver Nuggets, where the Nuggets would send the Knicks Memphis's unprotected first-round pick. Well, protection's not an issue. Memphis is making the playoffs. So it's a non-lottery pick, a Kenneth Faried, and a Wilson Chandler. You know, again, this is what Melo fetches at this point.
Yep.
You know, they're solid guys, but they're nowhere close to being stars, superstars, or even all-stars.
Yeah, no, and a couple of them would be lucky to be in the league in the not-too-distant future.
I mean,
it's not that they're bad players. Don't misunderstand me here. But there's nothing where a team goes, you know, I got to have this guy on my team in order to round it out.
When I looked at both of these two deals, and I looked at the first one, I said, boy, Philly'd love to do this deal.
Yeah.
You know, they can either buy out Rondo immediately or say, you know what, we do need a starting point guard. It wouldn't hurt. But then they get the rest of the protection off of that Sacramento pick. And now they're back in this star-studded draft that is loaded in point guards where one of their needs is a point guard along with some wing players. And basically they'd have two lottery picks that would put them in a position to, in this star-studded draft, address both of their major needs. And the process that Sam Hinkie started very quickly gets finished. And you're still $9 zillion under the cap, so you can go shopping in the offseason or next year. Wow. I mean, so I saw that and I said, well, it doesn't help the Bulls that much. It doesn't help the Knicks that much. But boy, it helps Philadelphia. We'll tie a bow around hour one next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month.
but you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What do you think we are, a bunch of stiffs?
Maybe yes, maybe no. We're talking some NBA here, and rightfully so. Joe, as you said, just crazy enough to work. But it don't forget, the wild card in all of this is Carmelo has to agree to go somewhere.
Ain't going anywhere.
And, you know, as it stands right now.
He's the monkey in a wrench, Bob.
That's exactly right. So, The fly in the ointment, the monkey in a wrench, yeah. I mean, it would have to be L.A. There's no other. He's not going to go to Chicago.
He had that chance, decided to come back.
Well, and they're not close to winning.
Well, see, they believe they are.
Yeah.
This is something for hour two. I know we probably wanted to go in some other directions, and I explored this yesterday. But this notion that they're going to keep John Paxson and Gar Forman, along with the mayor Fred Hoiberg, and what they're trying to do is what never works. Gar Forman has said it himself. We're going to try and rebuild, get younger, more athletic, and better while staying competitive. And what they've become is one of the least athletic teams in the league. And they're a playoff team, but they're not competitive. They get the let's participate in the postseason trophy, so they never get bad enough to actually get in the lottery and make an impact with their draft pick. But they don't fall out of contention. You know, they're competing, which is what they want to do. They don't want to do the proper rebuild. So they're not embracing the system. They would take a Mel. I don't know where he would fit with Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade. Talk about the ball being stopped. And we'll talk about that in hour two, because I really do think Sam Hinkie, if they were willing to strip it down in 3 years, he'd have them going somewhere. We'll talk about that now or two. Other NBA, anything else you want to talk about? NFL news, and then the Orlando Ledbetter at 40 after hour number two. We'll step aside and be back with hour two of the attack momentarily.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
Senator Jeff Sessions is headed to the Justice Department. The Senate confirmed the Alabama Republican for Attorney General.
The ayes are 52, the nays are 47, and one senator responded present. The nomination is confirmed.
Sessions was a veteran Republican senator from Alabama and a former federal prosecutor. Republicans praised him for being highly qualified, but Democrats challenged his views on race and women. Now, with the confirmation comes Sessions' resignation from the Senate. He did that tonight.
I hereby give notice that I will retire from the office of the United States Senator for the state of Alabama. Therefore, I tender my resignation.
And thanked his now former colleagues.
This is a special honor. I feel it in my bones. I hope and pray I can be worthy of the trust you've given me. I'll do my best to do that.
This is USA Radio News.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
President Trump's nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court has some tough words about the president's comments about judges. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal told reporters about a conversation he had with Judge Neil Gorsuch about Trump's tweets.
He certainly expressed to me that he is disheartened by the demoralizing and abhorrent comments made by President Trump about the judiciary.
In other news, a longtime Al-Qaeda terrorist with ties to the group's leaders is dead following a U.S. airstrike in Syria. The Pentagon says Abu Hani al-Masri oversaw the operation of Al-Qaeda training camps in Afghanistan in the 1980s and 90s. He was also one of the founders of the Egyptian Islamic Jihad, which is responsible for many attacks against the U.S. and its allies, including an attempt to blow up the U.S. embassy in Albania in 1998. The Pentagon says it was one of two strikes carried out in Syria this week. The first killed 10 terrorists in a building being used as an Al-Qaeda meeting place. This is USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
The Taliban says it had nothing to do with the deadly attack on humanitarian aid workers in northern Afghanistan. Six employees with the International Red Cross were shot and killed. Two others are still missing. Red Cross spokesman Thomas Glass says the attack happened as the eight-person convoy was delivering livestock materials.
We're absolutely devastated by this news. We don't know who's behind it, and we don't know the motives behind it.
A local police chief says the attack was likely carried out by Islamic State militants. Nordstrom is insisting it pulled Ivanka Trump's clothing and accessories line because of poor performance. Lisa Carter has more.
Nordstrom is responding to criticism by President Trump, saying sales of the Ivanka Trump brand have steadily declined over the past year and continuing with the brand, quote, didn't make good business sense. President Trump slamming the retailer on Twitter, writing that Ivanka was treated so unfairly by Nordstrom. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer on the tweet.
He has every right to stand up for his family and applaud their business activities, their success.
Spicer also suggesting that the move may have been politically motivated.
And a New Jersey Girl Scout is unofficially the best cookie seller in the group's history. Charlotte McCourt has sold over 23,000 boxes of cookies so far. The South Orange girl will have to wait until after the weekend to find out if she officially earned the all-time title. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
Smooth like a gravy sandwich. The Duke breaking us back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out in the West.
It's just all kinds of weird toys. I'm stepping over your open. I don't care. I'm like, what the hell's going on over there? We just push any. It's Homer Simpson in a nuclear power plant. Well, eeny, meeny, you know, miny, mo.
But that Commodore 64, it's certainly understandable sometimes. Welcome back to the attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. Senor Roberto playing the part of Homer Simpson out in the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. What were you going to say, buddy?
I was really going to say there was an episode where at one point Homer got one of those chickens that pecks up and down to push the button. For him, that'd be Robert. I just get something to push the button for him. We couldn't do much worse than that open, right? It was a train wreck.
Absolutely.
Although, wait, it could get worse from here. Anything is possible. The ship be sinking and the future is limitless, right? And the potential is limitless.
And the future is wide open.
Yeah, that's it.
Actually, the possibilities are endless.
That's the exact phrase.
The ship be sinking and the possibilities are endless.
And there you go. That's us in a nutshell. Should we let everybody know how they can they can follow this mess and take it with them on the road via their devices? But if you dare, go to sportsbyline.com, listen live link, and if you want to hear this in replay for some strange reason, go ahead. You can find it there. The apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Smart Radio, they're downloadable any device you could possibly have. They all have a wealth of on-demand content because this is certainly worth listening to again. They also all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least, American Forces Radio Network around the world, Bob, where the good people of our armed forces listen to all the programming on Sports Byline, including this mess.
We're proud to have them a part of it. We really are. It means an awful lot to us.
We're proud of them and ashamed of ourselves, but we'll continue with more of this next, so keep it where it is.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
It's Eric Newton here from Together.Guide with your Together Minute. Do you really need to ask about repairing that screen door the moment your partner gets home from work? Is it really so critical to talk about the money issues just when you're trying to both rush out that door? Probably not. Now, it is true that you do need space to bring up issues that are important to you. The skill here is in effectively creating that space. One trick is the 2+2. Create a regular time to sit down with no distractions. Each of you brings up two issues that are working great and two issues that, frankly, could be a little better. Now, this can be tricky because it's easy to get defensive, but if you come at it from the perspective that you're making things better, you'll get over the hurdles. The point is to be proactive about your timing. It just makes everything work more smoothly when you do that. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn about our show, visit our website at www.together.guide. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
That was Jimmy Dolan bringing us back to the attack.
No, Jimmy Dolan's the girl in the movie.
My kind of team.
No, what was her name? What was the name of the owner?
Oh, Lord. I know Margaret Whitten played her. She just
I remember. Just to show you how I can't remember her name, but whatever. Really doesn't matter. Maybe that's Jimmy Dolan, except I think Jimmy Dolan actually wants to win a little bit.
I think she was a better owner, quite frankly.
Probably was. My kind of team. My kind of team.
My kind of team.
I'm a curveball. Hold on. You're joshing me. Hold on a second. Yeah, we got those white walls back there. This is one of the great. You know, he's selling he's selling tires for his for his brother-in-law, and he gets a clear. Manage the Indians. Hey, you pulling my leg? I gotta put you on hold for a second.
I gotta put you on hold for a second.
What a great movie! And then there was two and three. Sometimes with thin premises. You know, again, I get they're sports movies. They're not actually real. But the idea that the entire team and the entire group en masse all got sent down to the same minor league system and all moved chains from the Cleveland Indians to, I think it was the Minnesota Twins by the third one was kind of a thin premise.
Yeah.
That an idiot like Roger Dorn ended up being the general manager, right? Was he the general manager?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, so premise was a little... First one was really good and really funny, and it was a little more realistic. You know, by the third one, it's like, what the?
You know what the problem with movies
Caddyshack
like that?
Caddyshack, too.
No. You know what it is. I mean, Caddyshack had a pretty big budget, but Major League didn't. And anytime a movie with a small budget is an unexpected hit, then they rush to get another one out because they figure that they can make free and easy money. You know, and it just usually is really bad.
Well, anyway, speaking of something really bad, the Chicago Bulls. And I was talking about this a little bit yesterday, and I thought it was a logical place to go out of the story I saw about the possibility of Jimmy Butler recruiting Melo, and then as a result, Matt Moore putting out some trade ideas that are just crazy enough to work, which means they won't happen.
Absolutely.
But the mess, and, you know, we talk about the Knicks being a mess and a dumpster fire and everything else. I don't think the Bulls are that far behind. I mean, they didn't have Michael Jordan show up to the arena and get into a fight with security and get arrested, be taken down to the Chicago police precinct. But beyond that, it's a pretty messy situation, a locker room that is in absolute turmoil, despite what they say coming out of it now. You know, Casey Johnson, who we've had on this show before from the Tribune in Chicago. You know, he's talked about what a mess it is. He also talked about the fact that they're going to hang on to John Paxson and Gar Forman. And those guys are going to see through this rebuilding project, which to me is preposterous, because this notion that in the NBA, we've seen it proven time and time again, you can't stay in the middle and get good enough to be good. Because in order to be good enough to be good, you got to be bad enough to be bad. You got to start out by bottoming out, and then, you know, you can rebuild it over the course of a couple of 3 years. Maybe it takes longer, maybe it's quicker. It depends on how things fall for you. But this idea that you're going to hang in the middle ground just ain't going to happen. It's just the way it is.
Right.
You can't hang in the middle ground and get better. And the idea was, well, we'll stay competitive while we rebuild or retool this thing in order to be an elite team. And what we'll do is we'll try while we're doing it to get younger and more athletic. So what do? We bring in Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo, because clearly they make us both younger and more athletic.
No question about it.
Exactly. So they're one of the oldest teams in the league. They're one of the least athletic teams in the league. They're not all that good. They're going to get in the Eastern Conference playoffs and get a participation trophy and get knocked out quickly. But yet we're going to keep Gar Forman. We're going to keep John Paxson. And we're going to keep the mayor, Fred Hoiberg, who we brought in specifically for offense because of Tibbs' quote-unquote offensive coaching limitations. Well, the defense has gotten worse, which was expected, but the offense has gotten worse, too. So, and he's the guy trying to manage the dumpster fire that is that locker room. So he's been a disaster as a head coach, and Forman and Paxson have done a brutal job of stockpiling talent. And the young guys they have drafted, they're not particularly good.
No. And that's the other aspect of it. You know, when they brought Hoiberg in, and look, he has underachieved, it was on the assumption that younger, faster, up-tempo, today's NBA, Fred's the guy for the job. I understand why they were thinking that way. But then they put a roster together that would be better served by having Tom Thibodeau as the basketball coach. If you're going to go old and slow, Tom Thibodeau's your man.
Right.
He could have gotten something out of these guys. Instead, they have old and slow with a guy who wants to play up-tempo, can't because of the players that he has. And so, as you said, he's underachieving as a head basketball coach. But I don't put this all on the mayor. I put way more of this on the front office and the roster they put together trying to make the transition from Thibodeau to Hoiberg. Because, you know, who gets up and down the court on this team other than Taj Gibson?
Let me see. Dwayne Wade, old. Jimmy Butler, great.
Butler, you know, okay, Butler.
Look at his point guard duo, Jerry and Grant and Rajon Rondo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, their depth is so weak, they have Jimmy Butler listed on a depth chart at two positions.
Yeah.
They got a guy by the name of Paul Zipster, and I wouldn't know him if I tripped over him.
Yeah.
You know, Doug McDermott really hasn't developed. He's only getting 24 minutes a night, 10 points, 3 rebounds. You know, he's okay.
Paul Zipster?
Yeah, exactly. Portis certainly hasn't developed. That doesn't surprise me. I mean,
I liked him better than you coming out of college.
I was tantalized by his talent. But he was a guy, I watched him play a ton of big games. I said, I've never seen a guy disappear before. Well, now he's in the NBA. He disappears every night. And Mrazek hasn't even developed the way they've wanted to. You know, he's stuck behind Taj Gibson. He plays 22 minutes a night, 9 points, 5 rebounds. Yeah. There ain't a potential star in a bunch, Bob. And that's the problem. You know?
All right, the Zipser.
Yeah, the Zipser.
6'8", out of Germany. 22. Second round, 48th pick overall. And he's
I know Nutsing. I see Nutsing. I hear Nutsing.
Hey, you know
he's
something?
Sergeant Schultz of the Chicago Bulls.
Maybe he's one of those guys that develops down the line.
Maybe it is.
We don't know.
I don't know. But you know what I do know? I look around right now and I say, boy, this team stinks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, look at it, Joe. You talked about McDermott. Look at
but
Denzel Valentine.
The good news
Valentine.
Is I have the very fresh legs of Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. Look at Denzel Valentine, too. You know, here's another guy, middle of the first round. Oh, they got a steal with Denzel Valentine. Well, no. He was a very, very good superstar college player who doesn't have the legs to play in the NBA. He's not quick enough.
So let's get old and slow and young and slow.
Yeah, but I mean, setting aside the older players, you know, as you said, McDermott, look, there's still time on him. He's 25. but it looks like he's going to be an off-the-bench contributor in this league, a 10-point guy. Okay, that's all right, but that's the 11th overall pick in the draft. You know, they didn't get an impact.
They're a crapshoot, you know. Yeah. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. The problem is they're loaded with these guys, the Bobby Portises, the Mirotić, who they thought they were going to get more out of.
Right.
The McDermott, who they certainly thought they were going to get more out of.
Yeah.
You know, if one of these guys was a true star,
right,
and then the others were role players, well, you might have a fighting chance, but they keep getting role players.
No, absolutely. You know, and even Taj, who's a very solid player. You know, he's 31 years old, bud.
And he doesn't move the needle. Nice player.
Yeah, right.
11 points, 7 rebounds. You know, I'm not winning an NBA championship unless he's my fourth option, and he's not their fourth option. He's much better than that.
Yeah.
Therein lies the problem.
Ed Mello, make you younger and faster.
I just like, we're going to get younger and faster. We'll add Dwayne Wade. Isn't Dwayne Wade, like, older than us?
Yeah.
You know. Dwayne Wade, the only two guard in the NBA that can join the AARP without a problem. They won't question him.
No.
And he gets the senior. Well, good news is he takes everybody to the movies. He gets the senior citizen discount and a free small popcorn. More of this dumpster fire next year on Sports Byline.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Oh, yeah. You know, Joe, the theme today has been dumpster fire. which I think you coined it very well. There are
probably said it too many times, but
nah, you know, there's certain franchises in sports, and when you think about the ones we're talking about, we're talking about the New York bleepin' Knicks and the Chicago bleepin' Bulls. You know, two of the preeminent franchises in the history of NBA basketball who can't get out of their own way. And, you know, let's be honest about it. For the Celtics, the Lakers, the Knicks, the Bulls, the preeminent franchise in the NBA is the San Antonio Spurs. They've been doing it the longest.
There's no question.
They've been the most consistent. And, look, Golden State's having a nice run now. But, you know, I'm not going to forget a couple of years ago when Joe Lacob stood at center court after they made their deal and got booed by his fans. Yeah, they ain't booing so much now, are they? So, you know, the center
of
the
NBA. I'd ask
Robert
to play a boo, but I don't know what we would get instead.
Truth. Oob.
No, we might get polite applause. We might get a bump music. Who knows?
Put your coat on. This is getting good.
Yeah. Get your wading boots on. It's getting
but,
deep.
But you know, honestly, you look at it, and we often talk about the fact that the NBA is a league that has inordinate amounts of talent in it. And they do. The 12th guy on many of these teams 40 years ago would have been a superstar in the league. But it's a different time, and it's all about managing personalities. I mean, you and I have been around it. We've gone up to the Harlem Classic and various different places. These guys are playing in AAU from the time they're 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, and they're prepped to be nothing but basketball players. And by the time they get to the professional level,
some of them can't even write a check for themselves.
Right, but it's also about being managed and making sure that personalities mesh and that you got the right chemistry with the right guys on the right team, because everybody's 6'11 and can dunk the basketball, except for the Bulls. And, you know, the organization's success or lack thereof is dependent upon the picking of the groceries. And there's no real bad groceries. There's just some that are better than others. And when you're able to put them together, and perfect example right now is what Danny Ainge is doing up in Boston with the right head basketball coach to make sure that the alphabet soup comes together. Unless you have that, you're going to fail. And that's what the Bulls are doing right now, and that's what the Knicks are doing right now.
Well said. Like you said, the 12th man now, because there's so much talent around the league, and he might have been a star back in the day, whatever. I'm wondering why none of this talent stopped in New York or Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that said, you're 100% right about the Spurs. They are the model. There's no nice way to say it. They are the New England Patriots of the NBA, that long, long, great dynasty in an era that's meant for parity. So, you know, hats off to Pop and R.C. Buford. Two of the best. I wouldn't want to be a sideline reporter trying to interview Pop between periods because we all know how he hates that. But, you know, hats off to Pop and R.C. Buford. They do a hell of a job. What do you say we slide to the NFL before we get to the great D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution at 40 after this hour and talk all things the NFC champion Atlanta Falcons? And, boy, interesting doings there just a few days after winning the Super Bowl. That said, San Francisco 49ers. Kyle Shanahan now their head coach. He's also their offensive coordinator. He's going to call his own plays.
Well, I would have certainly done that after that play calling in the Super Bowl.
Wise guy. Huh? But he's bringing in a running game guru.
Oh,
where
good.
Where was he during the Super Bowl? Just saying.
Yeah, saying. You know, I didn't have an opportunity to chime in, Joe. But except for the
show's much better when we have somebody to bounce things. So we never get to anything this way, but
it's a lot of fun though. But except for the non-run in the Seattle Super Bowl, the drop back into shotgun non-run in this past Super Bowl is the worst offensive play call in the history of the NFL playoffs.
And the results are exactly what they are. And, you know, it's funny. I figure we'll bring this up with you because I'm looking beyond that. There's no obvious big NFL news. I pulled up Pro Football Talk and, you know, there's a bunch of little things. So I figured I'd throw this at you. You know how a lot of times I will say that all losses are not created equal?
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those losses I look at, with everything that has followed since, that could send the Atlanta Falcons franchise, despite the talent that appears to be there,
yeah,
and the young talent, spiraling down as the NFC improves around them. I think we all know Carolina is poised for a rebound in the NFC South. Tampa Bay looks like they'll continue to improve. We know Dallas is going to be good for a while. The Giants have the potential to be good for a while. Green Bay has Aaron Rodgers. One of Detroit or Minnesota have a chance to emerge. And Seattle is Seattle. How the rest of the West looks remains to be seen.
True.
And Seattle is Seattle. So with all that said, they got so close to the top of the mountain, but it was one of those debilitating losses, you know, being the victims of the largest comeback in Super Bowl history, losing in overtime, the bad play calling, the couple of bad choices by Matty Ice that really turned this game around. Is this one that sends the Atlanta Falcons spiraling down and they never get anywhere near the top of the mountain again with this core group? And I'll compare it to that New York Giant playoff team back in the day. Remember the one that was playing San Francisco? They had the huge lead.
Mm-hmm.
And,
the
Shockey game. You know, catch it with his mouth, Shockey. Tried to catch it with his hands. He drops the ball in the end zone. They settle for the field goal. And all of a sudden, the entire game turns around. The Giants lose that playoff game to the 49ers, and the fortunes of the Giants spiraled away as that core group never won a darn thing again.
Yeah, well, you know, Joe, I truly believe this is going to be the challenge for the mighty Quinn going forward. And as much as I just condemned Kyle Shanahan, what's going to happen to Matt Ryan with the new offensive coordinator? It's literally...
Steve Sarkisian.
The $20 million question. Because if Sarkisian could come in and maintain the continuity of whatever Kyle Shanahan did to turn around Matt Ryan, and then some of that included personnel as well, and not screw it up, because that's usually the case. I come in, I got my ideas, oh wait, I just screwed it up. Atlanta will be fine. If he comes in and they can't produce on the level next year, offensively, this is still an offensive football team that they did this year, then we're going to be having this exact conversation on how, yet again, the team that lost the Super Bowl had the hangover, didn't make the playoffs, they plummeted out of it, they spiraled out of control, what's the future hold, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's legitimate questions. However, with the house cleaning on defense, Sarkisian coming in, you got as many questions raised in the week following the Super Bowl as any that I've ever seen with a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, I think that's 100% fair. As you said, not promoting from within on that offense to promote the continuity. Kyle Shanahan's offense is a great offense, but an incredibly complicated one that in the second year, Matt Ryan clearly understood, and it made for matchup nightmares for everybody. Sark's probably going to bring in his own. I don't think he's just going to be the guy that calls Kyle Shanahan's plays. You know, he has a great feel for play calling. I have a feeling he's going to put his own wrinkles on it, and there's going to be two issues there. Number one, these guys have to learn a new offense. Number two, last time Sark was in the NFL was 2004 as a quarterback's coach.
Right.
So he's going to have to learn the difference between calling plays in college and calling plays in the NFL. You can't do a lot of RPOs with your quarterback on the NFL level because there isn't three more five-star recruits sitting behind them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You get your starting quarterback hurt in the NFL, your season's over. So RPOs aren't there. The big spaces to throw the football in the college game are not there in the NFL game. You know, you're going to have to learn what works, and that could take an entire season. And by then, you could get lapped. So these are things that I see as major, major concerns for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, no getting around it. It's going to be, shall we say, an intriguing season for them next year. And, you know, this is one of those things that I'm not the believer in. You have to do this in order to succeed. But coming off the bad taste in the mouth Super Bowl, and that's being kind, it's so important that that team gets off to a fast start next year so they can put those doubts in the rearview mirror, because I don't care what those players say. They're coming out of that game thinking to themselves, oh, my God, we just blew the Lombardi Trophy. And that's exactly what happened. They blew the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah. That's about the size of it, Bob. Boy, you got great timing. Clearing the decks. Getting ready for D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We will talk all things the conference champions of the NFC, the Atlanta Falcons. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Toss to White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl! Brady has his fifth! What a comeback!
Well, Robert, that wasn't very nice. We're joined by D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, who covers the Falcons, and after the Super Bowl dust had settled and we thought everything was going to be back to normal, Kyle Shanahan heading west. Well, it wasn't so normal. A lot of change going on in Atlanta. Welcome, dear Orlando. Nice to have you with us. Bob Black.
Hey, welcome, Bob and Joe. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, man. It's just when you thought the craziness had settled down a little bit. I mean, we knew Shanahan was heading west, but all of a sudden, the offensive ranks of the Alabama Crimson Tide get raided, and Steve Sarkisian comes to the Atlanta Falcons. Surprising for many. How was your take on it?
Yeah, very surprising for us. But, you know, once the rationale was explained, it made a little sense. Chip Kelly was a more veteran seasoned caller out there, but has not been in this system. None of the Kubiak guys from Houston Baltimore or Denver were available. I guess George Gossie was, but, they didn't have a relationship with them. The coaching hires are based on relationships. It's not. It's one of the reasons they have the Rooney Rule for the head coaching deal because, Steve Sarkisian's never called a play in a game in the NFL, but because he knows Nick Saban and Pete Carroll and those were Dan's mentors, he's going to be the number one recommended candidate because he's within the family and he knows the system. And, the Falcons won't have to change their operation. Well, I'm sure that if you do an open search, there are more qualified candidates of that ilk, minority and otherwise, that they could have gotten under the umbrella and interviewed.
Dear Orlando, you're under the impression that by bringing in Sarkisian, there's going to be a lot of continuity, and in essence, it'll be a lot like that Kyle Shanahan offense, or are they going to scrap this whole darn thing and they're going to put in a completely new offense that Matt Ryan and company are going to have to learn and have a big learning curve?
No, he's running the same offense. He ran it at USC and Washington. That was the main reason why, they went with him. And Matt Ryan won't have to change a thing. So that was that made him the number one candidate.
Orlando, it a lot of people, and there were changes on defense as well. Guys let go after the Super Bowl, but a lot of people weren't aware of the fact that Dan Quinn had taken over a lot of the play calling on that side of the ball about the midway point in the season. So for people around the program, I would imagine that this was not an unexpected set of moves.
No, that's just the opposite. He took over. What they couched it was saying Sandy took over isn't accurate totally. I know that report's out there. He got more involved in the defense after the bye week, after the Philly loss when they ran for 200 yards on him. But more involved with how it's been described to us with, some more play calling. But it was unexpected in the sense that the defensive coaches were doing a great job considering they decided to play eight rookies and second-year guys. I mean, you knew it was going to be, some trial and error over there. And I thought they did a great job, certainly Brian Cox did, in getting the pass rush alive. They were last in the league. They moved up to the middle of the pack. And, Coach Smith had a challenge in trying to, get basically a college defense out there. And, the numbers were ugly. But they got results. They got the ball off of people, and the incline was steady. They improved over the time. So I don't believe the coaches' firings were warranted or even expected given the coaching task that they had. But when you collapse in the Super Bowl like that and your owner's a bottom-line business guy, then, some people are going to have to pay the cost, and I think that's what happened here with the Falcons.
Well, if that's the case and the reports were wrong, then you're kind of inferring that it came from up above Arthur Blank, and if that was the case, what does that mean for Quinn if the owner is meddling a little bit?
Well, that's been the track record here over time. He runs the team like a corporate entity, and he tells us as much. He said it against the Super Bowl. That's what Robert Kraft told him. And, the way he built his money, his billions at Home Depot is, hey, you don't sell enough hammers, I'm getting a new hammer guy in here. And I know after the 13-3 season when Emmitt Smith was let go, he was a Hall of Fame coach. The secondary had a great year. But, this happened around here. I'm not surprised, and it's not shocking to anybody that follows the team on a regular basis.
Dear Orlando Ledbetter, an Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, and we're talking all things NFC champion Falcons. Now, we're talking about some change on defense. Dan Quinn got involved second half of the season in the play calling, and you made some great points about the improvement of the defense. The pass rush really improved as the year went on, and these young players came together. If there was one thing they couldn't do well, it was play in the zone, and that was something to do with young players, and that'll come in time. As far as who the next defensive coordinator is going to be, is it going to be somebody that's on this staff? Will Dan Quinn call defensive plays himself and spread himself thin? Do they go outside the organization and come up with a completely different defensive game plan? Will it be somebody out of that Quinn tree? How do you see the defensive coordinator situation and defensive staff shaking out?
Yeah, it would have been if Gus Bradley would have sat on the sidelines for a while, he would have been the prime candidate to come on up from Jacksonville. Those two guys followed each other in Seattle. But now they are looking internally. Jerome Henderson, who came over from Dallas with a secondary background, I believe the leading candidate. Marquand Manuel, who's never been a coordinator, is also a guy that Coach Quinn believes has head coaching ability. And Jeff Albrecht, the linebacker coach, is another one that's highly regarded. And then you just flip the former defensive coordinator and head coach, Raheem Morris, over to the offensive side last year. So, maybe you flip him back to coordinator. That's one name that I haven't heard, but it makes sense to me in the grand scheme of things.
You know, Orlando, you're talking about the fact that Sarkisian calling the same offense and all of that kind of good stuff. Is there enough confidence in Ryan's ability to just kind of control it now that he's a complete veteran and almost guide Sarkisian along as opposed to the opposite just because of the fact of the success that he had with Kyle Shanahan?
Yeah, no question about it. He's a master of the attack. He showed that this year by, earning the MVP awards. He had some problems with it the first year. They kicked out the plays he didn't like, and they really worked the middle of the field against people at all three levels this year. And when that wasn't there, they dumped it outside. Those are the throws he can make. He can't make that deep outside left throw. We saw that on third down in the Super Bowl where he missed Gabriel. But, he's got the offense down pat. He's a very sharp young man. He did this before when the Falcons switched from Mike Mularkey to Dirk Cutter. He taught Dirk Cutter the Mike Mularkey offense, and they rode to the NFC Championship game that way. So, yes, he's basically going to be the offensive, de facto offensive coordinator is what I'm calling him. And he'll get Sarkisian up to speed, in the offseason and the OTAs and so forth.
Dear Orlando, a lot of times I like to say it, and I don't know that everybody necessarily buys in, all losses are not created equal. This was a particularly debilitating loss for the Falcons, being victims of the largest comeback in Super Bowl history and then losing in overtime and the questions as it relates to play calling and a couple of Matt Ryan decisions late that really changed the complexion of this football game. And I'll equate it to that devastating loss in the playoffs the Giants had a bunch of years back when Jeremy Shockey was still there against the San Francisco 49ers. And it was such a devastating loss that that franchise, that core group never recovered. And before they could have any more success, they basically had to break that group up. You got a mm-hmm. bunch of teams in the NFC that are going to be breathing down the neck of the Atlanta Falcons. Carolina, I expect to rebound. Dallas, the Giants look like they could be pretty good. Seattle, Green Bay, and maybe either Detroit or Minnesota. Do you think that this Falcons team, with the change, the upheaval, the devastating nature of this loss, do you think they can get back to the top of the mountain, or do you think this is the last sniff at the top of the mountain for this core group?
No, I think this core group is so young that this was the beginning steps of being into their first steps into the window after being down for 3 years. So, but the psychological effects of such a devastating loss will be interesting case study on such a young group. Their window is just starting, so I don't think it's an automatic collapse for them. How they handle it will be, will tell the truth here, though. But, they're like college kids. I mean, you look at how young they are. On all sides of on the ball, that they should be able to, they may be able to shake it off. They may not. History suggests that they won't. The only team to make it back to the Super Bowl was the Bills, and that's 1994. a losing team. So, there's some issues coming up that they're going to have to deal with psychologically, football-wise. And your quarterback's 32, so he's in his prime and, wants to show, that he was Matty Ice earlier in his career, but here late, he's starting to lose some of these fourth quarter games. The five of their losses this year were when they had the lead in the fourth quarter. And, I put him on the hot seat in one of our weekly columns, and the fans were outraged. But it came back to hunt him again in the Super Bowl when they needed a play from their big playmaker. He didn't come through. Devontae Freeman missing the block on Hightower, Jake Matthews with two holding calls. He wasn't the only one. He had some help in the collapse.
No question about it. You've talked about the youth a number of times on both sides of the ball, but specifically on defense. Vic Beasley is now an unquestioned star. Is he also now the unquestioned leader on that side of the football?
He's too quiet to be the leader. I'm looking for Deion Jones to eventually be the leader, but he's another quiet kid. I think in Trufant, they're all quiet. You don't really have a fire and brimstone leader over there. Maybe that's how they wanted to build a defense. But Keanu O'Neill, maybe he can be the leader. The traditional leader. Maybe he could be Cam Chancellor for these guys. Maybe Trufant could be a little bit more vocal in the Sherman mode, but not, crazily, but, in a good way. But Beasley's a do his job type of guy and not much of a rah-rah leader. So I don't really know where they get that from, but hey, Grady Jarrett had a great Super Bowl at tackle. Maybe he's a guy that can power them up and lead like in a Warren Sapp kind of good way, not the bad Warren Sapp way. But there's some guys over there that could step forward individually and could step forward collectively as a group.
Orlando, we have you for about another minute, and you mentioned Jarrett and some of the youth on that side. In the off season, what direction do you see this team going as far as personnel?
Yeah, they need edge rushers. They have Freedy and Claiborne over there. Brooks Reed had a good run down the stretch. The tackles are getting old, Babineau and Tyson Jackson, so they need some girth up there to go with all this young, flashy talent. And then on the offensive side, the guards are getting old. Chris Chester may leave and go with Shanahan. And Andy Levitre is, up there a little bit too, so you need to and Alex Mack, the injuries here late in his career are of concern. So the interior of the line should be the focus of this coming draft for the Falcons.
Orlando, your social media, please give it to us before we let you out the door.
At DOrlandoAJC is where we tweet everything from myajc.com and AJC.com.
Thanks for the couple minutes. We'll have you back on down the line, maybe around draft time.
All right, great, guys. Take care, and thanks for having me.
Anytime. D'Orlando Ledbetter, Joe. He's really good. His columns are really well thought out and written, and he follows his team closely, obviously. But, again, I think he has some of the same questions about this team that we have going forward.
Yeah, as far as direction with the coaching staff. And I have questions if they can recover from the loss. Time will be the only thing that gives us the answer. We'll tie a bow around a Thursday edition next, so no flipping.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse,
the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Math is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Now seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. D. Orlando Ledbetter joining us as well. We want to thank him for coming on board. Good show, Joe. It was a lot of fun. And it was nice to get into Atlanta a little bit and get the perspective now that the dust has settled down there a little bit and the post-Super Bowl disaster is a little bit in the rearview mirror. But, you know, it's going to be the interesting team, I think, to keep an eye on next year, along with the Cowboys.
Absolutely, because expectations on the Cowboys are going to ramp up, and so is the pressure. It'll be interesting to see if they have some struggles getting out of the box, what their season looks like.
Yep.
You know, and again, you know, the rebound, the Panthers needing to rebound, and, you know, there's a lot of stories.
Oh, no question about
that are going to come into play in the NFL, but you're exactly right. The Falcons are going to be one of the more interesting watches considering they're coming off being the conference champions. I think there are a lot of people that are going to have serious doubts with all the changes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're
going
off as, yeah, I can't blame you a bit. I think Vegas had them at 15-1 to make it back next year, which, considering, that's pretty high odds.
Yeah. When you consider the talent, where they're headed, that's a lot to do with the way they lost, number one, and number two, with the upheaval as far as the coaching staff.
Yeah.
Be an interesting watch, my friend.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
But on that note, we out of here. Thanks to the aforementioned D, Orlando Ledbetter. Thanks to Robert for pushing, well, some of the right buttons some of the time. And thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black Attack, stay there. Till we do it again tomorrow. I'm Joe Spano for Bob Black. Good day, all.